We're going to talk now about diabetes. This week, from the 10th to the 16th of June, is Diabetes Week, and those with the condition are being urged to make changes to their lifestyle in order to reverse the symptoms that they may be experiencing. Our modern lifestyles could be making us more susceptible to diabetes type 2, with a lack of sleep, increased stress, and being less active, all remaining contributing factors. So how can we prevent type 2 diabetes by making changes to our lifestyle? Joining us today to tell us more is Dr. Nutritionist and Health Writer, Dr. Sarah Brewer, and also Jan Hudsell, who was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So thanks for joining us today. Sarah, could you begin, please, by telling us about the prevalence of diabetes here in the UK?
An estimated 1 in 15 people has diabetes in the UK. 90% of those have the form known as type 2 diabetes. But the scary statistic really for me is that an estimated 1 million people have diabetes and don't know it because it hasn't yet been diagnosed.
So what changes can people make in order to reverse the effects of type 2 diabetes?
Once you are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, then your doctor will recommend a number of diet and lifestyle changes and provide education that can help to improve your sugar control. And you might have something like a 3 to 6 month window when you can be allowed to, if you like, try to reverse the diabetes without having to have any medication. And so you might be offered diet advice, like following a Mediterranean style diet, lots of fruit and veg, oily fish, healthy fats like olive oil, whole grains, nuts and seeds, all the things you know you probably should be eating more of anyway, and cutting back on the biscuits, the cakes, the stodgy foods that are less good for us. And obviously exercising is very important as well.
Sounds so easy. Can diet and exercise completely reverse the symptoms then?
For some people that might be the case. If you are classed as obese, then getting back down to a healthy weight range is very likely to bring your glucose control back down towards normal. There are herbal medicines like Curalin, which is an Ayurvedic blend, which can help as well. If you're taking medication, you need to check with your doctor first. But if you're in that magic window when you're trying to improve your glucose control yourself, then that's an ideal time to try a herbal medicine as well.
Janet, if I could bring you in here, please. What happened when you were first diagnosed? Were you surprised?
Shocked, yeah, absolutely shocked. Very concerned because I was 65 as well, so I was a little bit older. It was in the family, but I thought I'd escaped. But no. But like anything, you've got to tackle things head on. I think if you take a positive view and you have a look, you Google, you can find out lots of information out there. So you don't have to automatically just think, oh, this is a death sentence. I think you can retrieve your life. I totally believe that.
So how then have you managed your condition?
Well, by taking Curalin, doing what Dr. Sarah Brewer said, following the guidelines, like a Mediterranean diet, really. I eat a lot more fish and a lot more vegetables. I personally reduced my fruit intake because, although it is very healthy, I did find a drastic difference when I was testing when I'd had fruit. So you can still have fruit in your diet, but I think I perhaps was overdoing it and not realising that it had such an effect. So yes, but alongside this natural product, I'm living the life I had before I had symptoms.
And Dr. Brewer, where can listeners go for more information then?
Well, for information about diabetes and healthy eating, you can visit the Diabetes UK website. NHS Choices has got information on healthy eating. And for information about Curalin, then simply Google Curalin. There is a Facebook community page called Winning Type 2 Diabetes Together, which also will help you discover other people's experiences.
Dr. Sarah Brewer and Jan Hudsell, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bye.